What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of Dallas, Texas, What's Good Podcast. I know you guys are super used to me saying What's Good Podcast, but as I told you, we did rebrand the podcast only because we want to make sure that our audience can actually find us. And as far as keywords, people are using Dallas. So we decided to add Dallas, Texas, What's Good. I feel like it has a little kick to it. So I'm excited about that. Another thing is that we need to do a recap of season 10. Season 10 was amazing. We had so many people that reached out to us that really enjoyed the wisdom, the support, the resources that were given. So let's go ahead and do a recap if you missed it. Now it's time to catch up. So our very first episode was with Miss Sharonda Hill, and she came from a perspective of real estate. And then she also came from a perspective with CDFI funding. If you don't know what CDFI funding is, it's pretty much an alternative to getting a bank loan, but they're not as strict with the requirements. So as a business owner, and if you don't know, season 10 was all about financial literacy. It was really good to hear from Miss Sharonda to just let us know other options outside of getting loans from a traditional bank. So if you didn't listen to that episode, it was really, really good. So definitely make sure you tune in. The next episode was with Miss Francis. If you don't know who Miss Francis is, and again, you are local here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, I don't know where you've been. I've gone to several of her events talking about trading, learning your seasons of your business, because sometimes you may be selling in the wintertime and your client is not buying in the wintertime. So there's something you need to know as far as when your clients are buying and when they're not buying, when you should be harvesting, things of that nature. So we talked about a little bit of everything in the podcast because, again, I've seen her work in person. So I really want to bring her in to share all the amazing things that she did. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed talking to her. Every time I have a conversation with her, it's always good. So I am thankful for Miss Francis coming on and sharing. Our next one, Mr. Tommy Coleman. Of course, with financial literacy, we had to bring in people coming from the insurance landscape because people do not have wills. People don't know what a beneficiary is. Some people don't know what an executive person is that's over your trust. People just don't know these words and these terminologies. And I must be honest, recently my father passed away. And it was a lot getting these documents together. Even with me not being an executor over his bank account, I wish that we had certain things in place. But when you don't know, you don't know. But that's the reason why we want to bring these conversations on this type of platform. And that's just me being honest. I don't know everything. So it was really good to hear from somebody in the insurance lane so we can kind of know what we need to establish for ourselves. Even as business owners, there's personal 401ks that we can create. Learning what compound interest is, especially when you're young, creating these accounts so you can go ahead and have compound interest. So when you first start, by the time you're 20, 30, 40 years old, you have thousands and thousands of dollars in your bank account. But if you want to know more information, you definitely have to go visit that episode featuring Tommy Coleman because he breaks down a lot of information. So do that. All right, the next episode is with Miss Linda Fisk with Lead Hership Global. I actually met her through LinkedIn. So if you're not on LinkedIn, you guys need to get on LinkedIn and learn how to navigate and network. I met Miss Linda Fisk. She is a force to be reckoned with. I absolutely love what she does when it comes to supporting women in their businesses. And we were talking about financial literacy, but sometimes you got to talk about clarity when it comes to that. Like, if you're not clear about your next steps, what your end goal is when it comes to your business, why you're doing it, I think that episode was super important to me because it wasn't just about money. It was really getting your mindset together so you can better your future. And so how she breaks down that thought process is really, really good. So listen to Miss Linda Fisk on that episode and come back and let me know what you think about it, because it's totally different. You know, we hear about the trading, we hear about creating life insurance policies for our people. I know Tommy Coleman mentioned the Rockefeller. They have a book about exploring wealth within a family. But to have the mindset, I think people forget about that. So it was really good to talk about that in the episode. Next one is Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, the Butterfly Effect. I thoroughly enjoyed her episode as well. She came from a point of view of insurance. And even though you may have two people in the same industry, they have different perceptions of different things. So that's another thing I want to talk about. We have so many people on our podcast that may be in the same industry. What I suggest is for you guys to do your own research to figure out what your needs are, and then reach out to the person you feel will fit the needs of what you're looking for. Because again, we're not just having people on here just to chat and talk. We really want y'all to connect with them. There may have been questions I didn't ask on the podcast that maybe you want to ask them. So reach out. We have all of their information in the show notes on purpose so you can reach out and ask these questions. It doesn't benefit me because I have their information. I can call them up and ask questions myself. But it benefits you as well if you reach out and get the resources you need to take the next level and accomplishing whatever goals you may have for you and your business. So Tracy is another one that's in the insurance industry that can break down what you need. A lot of the people that was in the insurance, they mentioned that they need to take an assessment. Where are you today and where do you want to be in the future? And so it's really good to know your numbers. It's really good to understand what you may have in corporate life. Is that going to transition if you decide to be an entrepreneur tomorrow? What does that look like to roll over your IRA? So these are the questions that we are asking because we know people are in those predicaments. I know when I left my job at Geico, I had to learn what it was to do a rollover IRA. So again, I don't just ask these questions because it sounds good. I'm very intentional on what I do because I've done it before, and somebody may be in that predicament now and need that support. So Miss Tracy is awesome. Listen to that episode as well. Okay, who's the next one? Miss Darlisa. I love Miss Darlisa. I actually met her at Comerica. As you guys know, that's where we do the filming of the podcast. Miss Darlisa is thebond.com. She just celebrated 2 years in South Dallas. She has a community-based program there, and I love everything that she stands for when it comes to getting the foundation for your business. She came from a different perspective of having the proper paperwork. Are you doing an LLC? Are you doing sole proprietor? What are you doing for your business? Because, you know, we hear these certain names, but we're not doing an actual research of how we want to establish our businesses. So Darlisa is the queen with that. She has different programs within her actual business that can support you business owners to help you elevate, to help you scale, to help you grow. Whatever the case may be, I suggest you reach out to Darlisa and actually listen to that episode. It was called The Entrepreneur's GPS because literally she gives us the blueprint on things we need to think about as business owners and how to, of course, scale and create wealth for our business and also to leave for the generation behind us. So listen to that episode. It's really, really good and grand. All right, the next one is with Mr. Kevin Jefferson. That man gave me so much information in that episode. He was the one that really introduced me to what the solo 401k is. He has his own business. He comes from a trading background. He's actually a veteran. And he's just always been good with money. I mean, the man is now full-time helping people learn how to trade, how to accumulate wealth, how to support your family, getting the young kids to be a part of it as well, learning what the dollar means. And we didn't have these conversations in school. So I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with Kevin Jefferson. I think that was more of like a consultation for me in a sense, because he was just bringing up stuff that I never thought or heard of. So I had a lot of piggyback questions and he answered them all. So that was really, really good. I thoroughly appreciate him. And yeah, listen to Kevin Jefferson. Okay, who was next? Mr. Ben Molina. So we went to high school together. We went to Cedar Hill High School and I watch him on LinkedIn and the man is busy and he's doing his thing. So his business is the financial literacy app that he's collaborating with credit unions. So let's say if you get a deposit of this amount of money, the app is going to let you know how you can pretty much create wealth. Like, you know, use a couple of pennies here to do trading on this side, or use a couple of pennies here to create you a high yield savings account. It will give you a customized plan based on your deposits and how you can accumulate wealth. And I love that because, again, going to school, we didn't have these conversations about financial wealth. That wasn't an option, you know. Of course, when I got to college, there was more business courses that I was able to take and entrepreneurship. And of course, finance and accounting. But to actually know what the dollar means, I really enjoyed this season because I feel like that was the foundation, is allowing the money to work for you and not working so hard for the money. And so for him to create an app to automatically look at our routine, look at our habits, because the system can see the money that's coming in and out and create a plan, I think that was brilliant. And kudos for him and his partner, Ronnie Green. He went to Cedar Hill as well. I love that they created this. And it was a really good conversation. So listen to Ben, tap in, reach out to him. He does a lot of speaking engagements within fintech. And yeah, he's an absolute pleasure to talk to. So reach out. So the next one is Heather. She came from a different industry as well. She is the Lady Brazilianaire, and she's teaching women, that's an esthetician, that there are several ways for you to make money. You can do your Brazilian waxes, you can do spas, you can do nails, toes, all the above. But what she is doing is helping you think bigger than just one particular service. What's a good example is that now she has, similar to like a university, she's giving out grants to support the ladies and or men, if you want to wax, no discrimination here, but she's helping them in a sense of giving them a grant so they can go to school, so they can learn, do the things in order to help them move forward within their careers. And then once you finish and you're certified, you can come back to her and actually get a job. That's what I love about meeting all of these entrepreneurs. I don't know every industry. I can talk business all day, and that is a legit foundation. You do what you do, you're creating opportunities for the community, and now you're giving them jobs. I can't stand people who always want to give advice, and don't hold the people accountable, and don't give them the actual resources to put money in their pocket. So learning this from her and the business model, and what she did is that she saw the competition and what they were doing and as far as the growth of their business, and she decided to take that blueprint and put it in her business, and now she's booming. I love Heather. I love her personality. She's just a beautiful human being. But the business savvy of it all, you definitely got to listen to that episode. Especially if you're an esthetician, she may be able to put you on. So definitely tune in. She's a mentor. She has several different mentees. She travels across the states to support estheticians and letting you know how to get that bag. So listen, watch, whatever the case may be, you got to tune into that episode. All right, y'all. So the next one is that we had to have a lawyer. We have to go ahead and have a lawyer to show you guys how to protect your money. We're not doing that for some reason. We're kind of just getting too excited about getting the money. We're not trademarking. We're not copywriting. We don't even have the business foundation. We don't know if it's an LLC, sole proprietor. We don't know. We just know, oh, this is a good idea. We're just going to jump and do it. We got to rewind and start from the basics. And we had Asia Wright, our very first lawyer on the show. She came in, she gave us what we needed in order for us to have a better mind frame of protecting our wealth. If we're going to create these businesses, guys, we got to be a little bit more intentional on protecting it. Because if we're leaving it for legs, that's what we always say. We want to make sure our kids can go to school. We want to make sure our grandkids can go to school. We don't want them to suffer as much as we suffer, all these other things. If our paperwork is not right and tight, we could legit lose everything. So Asia came in and gave us all the glory. I mean, she just gave us so many case studies, scenarios, things for us to think about as business owners to protect our wealth. So listen to that episode. It's amazing. The next episode, we had Miss VR. Now, I do call her my mentor. Does she know? Have I actually talked to her and we are in agreement she's my official mentor? No, but she loves me and I love her. And again, this is somebody else that I've gone to her programs, and she has definitely elevated my business in so many levels to where the foundation of starting to go to cohorts in the local community of Dallas, Texas has definitely opened up doors for me to get into other cohorts, because the how she has my mind thinking about my business as a CEO, I was able to get into Goldman Sachs. And of course I had Miss Francis. I've had different opportunities after Miss VR, but I've recognized Miss VR is the foundation of me leveling up. And so in the episode, we legit talk about why businesses fail, where there are loopholes. Why should we think about these things in order for us to grow our business? And so that was a huge thing, because again, we're talking about financial literacy. She was the first person that told me the term expensive hobby. And another thing with Miss Francis, going back to her, we're not selling to broke people anymore. So the foundation that Miss VR shows within that episode is to ensure that we're not doing expensive hobbies. We just can't be out here using up all our money for us to fail within a year. So we have to be more intentional. We have to be more purposeful of the things that we do, the actions that we take. And we talk about that in that episode. So I'm very grateful and thankful for her to come on. Honestly, I think that is the last episode. We did have another person to come on the show, but it was more of a bonus episode. We talked about financial foundations coming from Northwestern Mutual, which was a great episode. William Bramblett, he was really, really good in breaking down the services, what it looks like to pick the right insurance broker for, if it's for your business, if it's for your personal lives, whatever the case may be. A financial planner is very important for you to do your research before you pick which agency you're gonna go to. And so he was from Northwestern Mutual. But he was a bonus episode, but he kind of still falls in line with financial literacy. So check out that episode as well. But pretty much that is it. We are thinking about bringing all the amazing people to do a wrap up. If you've been here since 2019, we used to have a wrap up party in a sense for every season, because we wanted to do more than just the podcast. We wanted to make sure that the audience can actually meet the actual guest on the show, so you can actually feel comfort and be at peace with taking the next level that you were educated on. Because we hear this stuff and we kind of push it to the side, but we want to hold you accountable to actually meeting these people, talking with them, and taking action. Because one of the segments within the actual episode is one free advice, something that's really tangible that you don't have to create a whole strategy for, something that you can do today. And so what we are thinking about doing is a conference. I don't know how we're going to do it. If you guys want to help sponsor, share it with the class, but I do want to give grants. I feel we are spending so much money on marketing dollars. We're spending so much money on these platforms, subscriptions, and we're not really getting the funding that we need in order to grow it. And so that is going to be my biggest goal is, of course, we're going to have a live podcast. We're going to bring some of the people on as panelists, and we're going to have conversations in person. But I also want to see about the people that's in the crowd. What do you need help with? And a lot of times it's funding. I know for me, I enjoy going to these cohorts that have funding. But you have to work for it. You got to work for it. I don't know what you're going to have to do. Get in front of the people we judge to figure out who has the best foundation for their business and ready to scale. I don't know how we're going to do it. But I do know I want to partner with some sponsors in order to make this happen. I want some activations. I want some workshops to happen. I want the big thing so people can actually feel like they got something done there. Not when they leave and they got to be by themselves and now what they just heard is out the door. I want actionable steps right then and there so they can leave and feel that they received something that can help them within their business. And so I want to partner with the people. If you know somebody that wants to be a sponsor, please let me know. But we're definitely thinking about doing this. So that's it for season 10. We are getting ready for season 11. So I am excited. But outside of that, again, we just want to thank you guys for supporting the podcast. And it's super appreciative, all the feedback, how we can do better. Even with me taking a year and a half hiatus, you guys came back and still listening. You tell your people. So I'm very thankful. But outside of that, thank you if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night. Have a blessed one. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.